McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, podcasting from godsword.eprn.us, exquisite podcast radio network. Welcome to another show in Women's History Month. The scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 31, verses 16 and 17. As written in the NIV, and reads thusly, she considers a field and buys it out of her earnings. She plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. The word of the Lord. Following the piano prelude, we heard Gail Hanson Johnson singing Red, White, and Blue, a Shoshone Indian flag song. Today's podcast features Sacagawea, who was a Lenni Shoshone woman. She was born in Lenni County, Indiana, in 1788. Her parents were Otto Woman and Smoked Lodge. She had one brother. She was an explorer. Her husband was Toussaint Charbonneau, who was a French-Canadian explorer, a trader, a member of the Lewis and Clark expedition. They had two children, a son and a daughter. At age 16, Sacagawea helped the Lewis and Clark expedition achieve their charter mission objectives by exploring the Louisiana territory. She served as a guide and interpreter. She was helpful in other ways as well, such as finding edible plants. When a boat that she was sailing on capsized, Sacagawea was able to save some of its cargo, which included important documents and supplies. She served as a symbol of peace because a woman and a child traveling with a group of men minimized any potential suspicion which might have been cast upon a group of men if they were traveling alone. During their travels west, the expeditioners encountered a group of Shoshone Indians, but Sacagawea recognized the leader as her brother. They were able to buy horses from the Shoshone to cross the Rocky Mountains. Sacagawea, her husband, and their son stayed with the expedition on the return trip east until they came to the Mandan villages. During the duration of the journey, Clark had become fond of her son, Jean Baptiste, and nicknamed him Pomp or Pompey, and even offered to help educate him. There is not a lot known about Sacagawea once she left the expedition. It is believed that in 1809 that she and her husband, or maybe just her husband, traveled with their son to St. Louis to see Clark. It depends on whose account one is referring to. Pomp was left in Clark's care. Sacagawea gave birth to her second child, a daughter named Lisette, 3 years later. Just a few months after her daughter's birth, it was reported that she died at Fort Manuel, now known as Kennel, South Dakota, around 1812. But some say that was another wife of Charbonneau. But historians didn't give much credence to that story. After Sacagawea's death, Clark looked after her two children, and as a result, he took custody of both of them. Over the years, statues have been erected to her and places have been named in her honor. She was featured on a dollar coin issued in the year 2000 by the U.S. Mint. It hasn't been widely available to the general public because it's in low demand. It's a coin covered in brass, a.k.a. the golden dollar, made to replace the Susan B. Anthony dollar. Sacagawea is buried in the Sacagawea Cemetery, Fort Fort Washakie, Wyoming. The closing presentation is by the late Elizabeth Brady.
Right then, boy, won't do the onesie, need one again. Hold on, you want to get the grind, but what I'm singing about is the three little minnows as they're swimming. They're swimming under branches and up, and they're talking, and they're going. You know how minnows all bunch up. There's little songs that my great-grandfather used to sing. I could listen to somebody singing, and I could pick it up because I know the words they're saying. I rode horses with my cradle, board hanging onto the saddle horn. I did that, and I didn't know that cradle was really something that the kids needed, but my kids loved it. When they grew up, they were still dragging their little basket around and says, "Put me in my basket." I would put the kids in there, and they'd fall right off to sleep.
She's known for her basket making. She's known as a storyteller. She's known also as a singer, she's the keeper of the Shoshone songs, and also teaching the Shoshone language. And I'm Elizabeth's second oldest daughter, and I live here in Elko, and mother has made the baskets for my children as well, and I consider myself now a basket maker, basically because I'm inspired by the work that she has done. I want to say that she's the most giving as far as culture is concerned.
This is a wild dogwood, and it doesn't grow along the river. You have to go up in the canyon and where there's hills, you could find these. And they're not always this straight. You have to look for it. Look among them and get the straight ones. By looking at this frame, nobody makes frame like this. Here, it's double. This is double here. A lot of our people don't make it like that. They just put single. And they just make one here to keep this from solid. I put two. And this is the way it looks in the back. It's solid. You can't break it. Right now, it's this time of the year to get willows, maybe already late. At one time, we did have a strap on these baskets where we pack them on our back. But we did away with that. Things are getting too modern, but we still use cradleboard. Mm-hmm. Once you start working with willows, you don't feel like quit. By them boy wanna do the onesie, need one again. Hoon dung and do, you wanna get the grime back. By them boy wanna do the onesie, need one again. Hoon dung and do, you wanna get the grime back.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Oh no, looks like the baby got another rash again, and we're down to our last diaper.
Hey, well let me help out. Have you heard of ellopuppet.com?
Well, who are they?
ellopuppet.com is the go-to diaper brand that provides expectant couples and newborn parents with super absorbent, health-conscious baby diapers and wipes delivered right to your front door.
Well, hurry up and subscribe.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to ellopuppet.com right now. That's ellopuppet.com. They have an easy subscription sign-up process, and I'm on it.
Moms and dads and the rest of your village should head over to ellopuppet.com and order your trial pack today.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.